First down and goal, ball back outside the 10 as Marks has his first 100-yard game and takes it into the end zone for a touchdown.
His first 100-yard game for Woody Marks, who averaged 3.6 yards a carry this year and had 700 rushing yards, 19 carries, a buck 12, one touchdown. His long run on the season was 23 yards. He had a 20-yarder in this game. And they made Nick Chubb not look like the half Chubb, but look like the full Chubb. 10 carries, 48 yards, 4.8 yards per carry. Absolutely pathetic run defense. Here's my guess as to what's going to happen, Pat. They're not going to fire Tomlin, obviously. Terrell Austin has coached his last game as a defensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Doran tweeted this out. We love you, Doran. That Raheem Morris will be the Steelers' next defensive coordinator. And I would probably bet my house on that. That it'll be Raheem Morris.
Yeah, it would make sense. I mean, it would. I love TA.
Good man.
Good guy. Pick guy, obviously. But, you know, you can't. It comes back to return on investment. And listen, you know, football, it can be complimentary in a good way, and it can be complimentary in a bad way. And when you're not effective offensively, when you're not efficient on offense, it can bleed into defense. And I thought that's the attrition component that is referred to a lot. That clearly had a part of the result last night late in the game.
Oh, that touchdown run we just played in particular.
It doesn't explain, you know, the early parts of the game where, if not for a couple fluky turnovers, Houston's incomplete. They got two hands on the steering wheel of the football game, and largely on the back of certainly their defense, but also their ability with a patchwork offensive line and, you know, two okay backs to run the football at will. That can't happen.
No.
That cannot happen. You know, and you're fully healthy. There's no Derek Harmon absence where your rush defense is worse. You know, your rookies aren't rookies anymore. Cam Hayward's playing at an all-pro level, and you're getting pushed around. I mean, you're just getting pushed around, and I think, you know, that's – then you start to have to play 5-D linemen. You have to throw, you know, Harrison in there. Like, it's just not – you shouldn't have to do that against an average run offense.
That's right. There have been games this year where they've been elite at stopping the run and stopping some of the best backs in the NFL. But when they've done it, they've allocated resources to do it. They can't straight up stop the run with seven guys in the box.
Yep. Houston's the most simple defense in football. Three different looks, essentially. And guess what? They went up front. Their guys play fast. They understand what they're doing. They're almost never giving up huge plays because they're in position.
Yep.
Every throw last night was contested, with the exception of DK streaking from left to right, and he dropped it. Every throw down the field was contested because they're seeing the advantage of being able to rush for and stop the run with a two-shell.
You talk about not getting a return on your investment. The Steelers, according to overthecap.com, are paying their defense $155 million. The Texans, they spend money on D. $134 million. You could have fooled me which was the higher paid defense, though.
Oh.
The Texans' defense, I've seen enough. By far the best in the NFL. And I'm not absolving the Steelers' offense, but that's what the Steelers were supposed to look like. And they're a far cry from that.